John Rosa, Boone County Landfill Administrator, Recycling Coordinator, the legendary.
Good John morning. Rosa.
Good to have you back.
Good to be here.
Here we are. Tell me, how's the landfill liking the way late fall has gone?
It's been nice overall. Yeah, weird without the freeze yet.
Yeah.
Very deep, but we're still hauling our water, hauling leachate into town and staying, you know, trying to get a better jump on that for the spring. So additional preparation, but it's been, you know, just so weird. It's, we like dry weather, but
yeah.
I know we need water. We
need
some rain.
Moisture,
we're selfish by saying, no, it's good. We don't want it, but
it's funny.
It's easier.
For the landfill, we like it dry.
Yeah.
Drought is good,
yeah.
And then you got secondary roads that go, we need moisture, we need rain, we got roads to take care of.
And, people with a lawn have some help with that.
There we go.
Some water. So.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
You could use a little on your cover out there anyway, too. So I'm just saying.
That's right.
Anyway, I was curious because, unseasonably mild does allow you to get a lot of extra things done that typically you would have started to shell.
Mm-hmm.
By this time of the year. Of course, it can change in a real hurry. First full day of winter will be Friday. So,
that's right. Yeah.
Wow. Look at us.
Yay,
being all
winter.
Over it there. All right. So last time we talked, and this was, again, I got to basically repeat for people, for listeners. This is the time of the year when people really mean to do well and recycle. I'm going to recycle this wrapping paper. I'm going to recycle but
I find myself giving that answer quite a bit when they ask, is this recyclable? Well, yeah, but, or it should be, yeah, but. And if you ever have that doubt, there's that when in doubt, throw it out mentality of you bring up wrapping paper and thank you, yes, you're wrapping presents up. So much of that is not recyclable. There's materials in there that even though there might be a little symbol on there or it looks like paper, but usually there's some metal flakes mixed in there and that makes it problematic. So wrapping paper, Christmas paper, all that, especially the really pretty stuff is definitely out. And it's kind of like the pizza boxes.
Yep.
When
you get it.
Well, it's cardboard. Well,
it's
yes,
cardboard.
But well, it's got grease on it. Well, yeah. What about this type? What about this? You know, I bought it at a store. It's wrapped in the pizza's wrapped in plastic, and then it's in the cardboard container. Was that cardboard okay? Probably. You know, yes. But if there's any food on grease on there, so we just tell people all pizza boxes are out because there's probably some food contamination. Same thing with Christmas paper or wrapping paper. You know, probably it's going to have some metal flakes in there. Maybe it's okay, but just for the convenience sake and the whole message is throw it out, unfortunately.
John has encouraged using newspaper.
Yes.
He has in the past. I remember.
Absolutely. Or wrap things in a reusable bag, a shopping bag, you know, that you can reuse multiple times and stop having those plastic bags in your possession that probably get thrown away and then blown around at the landfill eventually because there's a lot of that because it's not all of it's getting recycled. So, you know, be creative with that. Wrap it in something that could be reused to be wonderful.
That gift bag is my friend. Gift bag is my friend. Use it again and again and again.
That's right.
Till it actually can't be used anymore.
Yep.
And then, but that's these are some of the things. Most people mean well when they try to do it. And yes, I'm doing it, but are you really? and those are some of the challenges. Yeah. I didn't know all pizza boxes. I thought on some of those, I don't know if it's glossy, and there are other containers that are glossy kind of. Is that, I know that's one of the kind. Well, what about glossy ones?
Yeah. And it's not the best stuff, but it is. There is a market for it.
Okay.
It's not much, but it still can be. It's still allowed to be recycled. And these are the terms from the company that we work with to say, this is what you can send us. So, you mean if you do it right, if you buy a pizza from a local place that puts it in the box for you and the grease is on the bottom, and if you're good enough that the top is not covered in grease.
Or cheese.
You can separate them. Yeah, or cheese. You can separate them, peel off the part that is food contaminated and throw that away and then recycle the good cardboard, if you do it right and do it well.
Yeah.
And do that. But, the message typically is, it's all or nothing, and we'd rather have it be nothing.
Definitely.
We don't want it in there at all.
Again, it's because, folks, if first of all, then the downside is It goes through, we do single stream recycling, so things need to be separated out. And as that gets separated out, it's just going to go to the landfill anyway.
That's right. Yep, that's where it should go. So know where it's supposed to go and do the right thing with it. I know it's tough for me sometimes to throw away containers that, I'm pretty sure this could be recycled. I wish we had a better option, but right now we don't. And I'd love to expand it more and do more, but we can only do what we can.
Again, the thing is to also market. It's market-driven, as we continue to tell people. For recycling, it's all about market-driven. Now, the other side is batteries, because people will be doing battery things here.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, those you can do, recycle those.
Mm-hmm.
But do they drop them off now, or what? I mean,
we'll still take those. That's something we can put in our office. We have a battery collection area there. So we shut down our hazardous waste facility in the wintertime. Well, it's hard to collect all those things and spend the time out in the cold and the elements and the snow and maintaining it and getting Metro to come up to unload us. So it's a process. There's a reason why we shut it down for the wintertime. But with batteries, we're able to handle those. And really, if you can... it's always best to hold off until we're fully functional to put them out in the building. But you know, if you must drop them off, we will take those. We do that because we want to keep all the batteries out of our landfill, out of our recycling facility, because of the fire potential that it presents. So if you have those batteries, the best thing, wrap the positive end in tape, put them in a plastic bag, store them until you can drop them off to us. And when we're fully functional back, when it starts warming up again in our hazardous waste facility, you know, that's easiest and best. But in the meantime, if you want to drop them off, bring them on out. Let's do that. We do the ABCs, all batteries collected. So we're going to bring those in. When in doubt, you're not sure, is this recyclable? Is it not? Is it rechargeable? Is it lithium? Is lithium ion? All the different sorts. Let's take the pain and pressure and try to figure out wrap the positive end, bring it on in.
Okay, so like I've got old for power tools.
Yep,
an old battery, and you also talk about the Christmas cards that play the music, and again, those have batteries in them.
That's right. So. The awareness to that, and we ask at the landfill, you know, at the window, our scale attendants will ask, "Do you have any batteries?" And a lot of times, people just say no. And well, they might have something with a battery in them. So it's the awareness of it, right on toys, you know, they junked out. Those get thrown away. But inside, there's a battery. It's probably still holding some potential power, and it gets run over, and boop, little fire starts.
It does not take much, does it?
No, it doesn't. No. And so common anymore, and our operators are constantly monitoring to see, and smoke over there, and then we address that situation very quickly because we don't want it to escalate.
I got to say, and most people, they don't even think twice about it. You know, you wouldn't, you just don't.
Right. Yeah, you ask them, do you have any batteries? Well, I don't have batteries situated, separately. I don't have a battery, set out, but, the awareness of it, they're everywhere, and so many tools, and they're becoming more powerful when you can, charge a riding lawnmower with rechargeable batteries. Whoa. Wow, that's a lot, and want to make sure we get those in the right spot. So
I do have some rechargeables that I've kind of set aside, and I'll wait until you're back open for that,
yep,
or you do the June drive in Boone.
Yeah.
So, again, it's just they can't charge. They don't hold a charge,
right.
But yep. I'm just going to leave them boxed up, and then I'll take care of them in the springtime.
Yes.
However, this is a good time. Unfortunately, people do a lot of get a lot of things shipped in to them. Mm. So cardboard boxes, great.
Yes.
All the packing might not be.
Yeah, inside of it, all the materials, whether it's styrofoam or the air packets of the little plastic film that's full of air for packaging and security, I guess, or protection.
I like
for the
bubble wrap, though.
It's a good stress reliever.
Yeah.
But go ahead and pop them, but don't recycle them.
Yeah,
and even though there's an emblem on there, a lot of times it'll say, it'll have the almighty recycling symbol on there, and people will assume, it's recyclable, put it in the curbside recycling, but please don't. That's a film, and that has a special marketing stream, so it's not through us. That's probably something that could go back to the stores with plastic bags.
Sure.
But a lot of times that recycling symbol is to show that there's recycling in there, or there is a stream somewhere, but awareness of where it's supposed to go is always key. Same thing with those the shipping company with the labels on there, the plastic envelopes, and then they have a symbol on there, if you know what I'm talking about. And it'll have the symbol on there, and it says, at a recycling area near you, or at drop it off at the store. Okay, but do that. That's great, but don't put it in our recycling, please.
Yeah, that does not
work. Something
that does, it gets tossed.
Yep. And so the way it is.
There's what we do.
Darn it.
So this week, we did have one of those incidents with the wind advisor that came out. It wasn't you guys. I'm guessing you had enough of your own challenges in the wind. But what was it? Linn County, didn't they? They had to shut down.
Yeah.
Was it 50-mile-an-hour winds?
Mm-hmm. And we noticed that in the fall, too, with a lot of landfills. But you consider where they're at, and not just in the state, but I mean how their landfill is and where they're putting their garbage. And we noticed one landfill in particular was shutting down on a regular basis, and there's a lot of winds this past fall. We never did. did have to. Where we were able to contain it. Now we have our fence that will help us to stay open as well. But it was the Iowa City landfill. They were shutting down on a regular basis because they were filling in an area that was up at the top of their facility. Ah. So, you know, that exposure, and then you're up on top, and then that stuff being dumped, and there it goes. So, you know, can't blame them at all, because the amount of work that you have to go through to recapture that garbage that's blowing off site is problematic. So, we do have a wind advisory or a wind policy in place to give us that option if we need to, but we're doing what we can to stay open as much as possible.
So your fencing that you put up, and this was a project, again, you acquired the materials and everything a while ago and finally were able to get it up.
Yeah.
Has it been doing what you were hoping?
Especially on the southern part, actually. You don't see we haven't seen a whole lot up on top in the visual area as you drive into towards the landfill, but there's been some, you know, and they go around and pick up, but a lot of it in the south, because we're in the lower part of the landfill on the south end, and more of the wind's blowing that direction. So it's been helpful, certainly helpful. I don't know what hours wise, but I know it's much easier to gather it there rather than back into the trees or off the neighbor's property. And some of them still escape. You know, we've seen bags out in the neighbor's fields and try to get out and reclaim those as much as we can. And I wonder, where did it come from? Did it get over the fence? Did it come through somehow? Or was it blown out of the trucks coming in?
Did it come out of Webster County?
Yeah, that's right.
So. Good. Yeah, there's so many different ways, too.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the operation holiday time. So in the past, we've done some tree cycling.
Yep.
Are we still looking at doing that? What's the plan, and how's it going to be set up?
We still will. Yeah, we'll take it cutoff time is, I guess, mid-January, I think, is what we've usually done to take trees. And again, it's real trees. And
Christmas trees.
Clean,
Christmas trees. Got to take all the stuff off.
We're not opening up free yard waste again, but we will take that Christmas tree with all the ornaments off, not most of it, all the tinsel, anything, just the tree itself. Yep, we will take that.
Okay. And will you have a separate spot where people can bring it out, or what's...
It'll go in the yard waste area.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Eventually be part of that process.
That mulching.
Yep.
And I don't know if we have other sites. We used to have others around the county that where people could drop them off.
Yeah.
Are we still doing that? Has anybody made contact
with
you?
I haven't heard anything. Yeah, okay. We should.
It was always a collaborative effort of a couple of different groups who were working on it. So, well, sorry, folks. That's the best I can do is get you to the landfill.
That's right.
Once you clean everything off.
Yeah, so. That's right.
And I know I haven't talked to Katie lately, but sometimes they like it for fishing habitat, but not necessarily sometimes. All the time. Mm-hmm. So you get a lot of that down there. It's a lot of snags. I'm sorry. I fish with a cane pole sometimes. So, anyway, I was just curious because that used to be a pretty popular thing.
Yeah.
I didn't know if we were still seeing that happen or not. So.
We've had that open the past few years, but really not many. At the landfill, we haven't received that many trees, but it's still available for sure.
Okay. Just curious.
Yeah.
What's happening at the landfill then, on the landfill side of things, because calendar year is winding down, but I know you had started some things. We've been looking at, and I'm guessing you probably haven't heard much back from the methane group, I'm going to say. But
We had a recent discussion. nothing in place, no contracts, et cetera, but we did discuss some rights and responsibilities should we go forward, and it was just to lay it out preliminary to the, what they're proposing is the gas rights agreement. It all sounds, knock on wood, now it all sounds positive. They want to proceed with us and get something worked out, and I'm sure there's some details to work out in that process with the gas rights agreement, how that all works out. But the rep at Pine Creek said that'll take a while to get through. That's a rather extensive document that a lot of people will want to preview and make sure everyone's comfortable with it. So it's supposed to be a 20-year agreement to have this facility built and connected. And you kind of started going, how long are we going to be around? And that was one of their questions too. And I've put it out there that we're at, you know, this many years, and we can meet that. I feel comfortable saying that.
Okay.
And when we slow things down, which we'll be slowing down in the near future about how much stuff we're taking in, that'll prolong our life as well and give us the opportunity to capture more methane and do something good with it.
No.
So it's positive. I'm optimistic.
At this point, this is still something, once you get it all worked out and stuff, then we go through the supervisors and they'll have to sign off on it and stuff. So. A lot more investigation, I'm sure, going on. But if they feel comfortable, and like you said, it was a surprise, the amount, quality, I guess, of methane they were able to recover.
Yeah.
So, and, well, it'll be interesting to see.
Yes.
Avoid those fires out there.
Oh, boy. That's always a
good, just hate to say that. Other things that are going on, equipment's holding up, everything else?
Yeah, pretty much operational as needed. We do have some holiday hours coming up.
That's what I was going to ask.
Closed a little bit. Let's see.
It look like over the holidays? Yeah. So we've got Christmas up here on top Monday the 25th. Okay.
So we do have our Saturday open hours going on also for December, January, and February. We are open this Saturday with Christmas coming up on the tail end of it. We thought it'd be good to be open then, and also on the 30th, open that weekend as well.
But we'll be closed Monday, Christmas Day.
Closed Monday, and then we reopen we open an hour early on the 26th to follow that up. So closed on Monday the 25th, open up an hour early on the 26th.
And
then open on the 30th. Closed on the 1st, and then again open up an hour early on January 2nd. So kind of same process, I guess, same hours.
Got to work our way through the whole thing there.
Yep.
Again, and for the people wonder, why don't you take the whole weekend off? Because you're considered an essential service.
Yep.
So can't be closed 2 days, 2 days in a row is it.
Two is it. Yep. We try to avoid being open or closed for 3 days, three consecutive days. So that's why, open on the Saturday prior, and then we can be closed on the Sunday and Monday and then reopen up on Tuesday. So it works out. But
And a lot of people in haulers will have their regular schedules. They won't come and pick up probably on Christmas Day, but they are definitely going to be trying to make up time on Tuesday. So
that's right.
It works. We have to get through it all. As always, of course, people want to find out more about recycling. As we get into the new year, if they are interested in finding out more, I know you guys will go out and do programs.
Absolutely, yeah. Whatever groups we could talk to, Rotary, Kiwanis, whatever the civic groups might be in the area, schools, organizations, like to get out to some of the communities a little bit more and discuss about our landfill life expectancy, some of the hot topic, and the methane project a little bit more to just keep people informed. So looking at trying to arrange something with the communities just to have a public time to come and ask questions if there are any concerns, I guess, and just try to get our message out there as much as possible. And the importance, going forward of recycling as much as possible to stop landfilling our materials unnecessarily. So the extra important time as we're looking at really valuing our airspace at the landfill, that we want to make sure we're recycling everything we can.
All right. John Rosa, the legendary landfill. Legendary John Rosa. Well, again, from, Boone County Landfill, Boone County Recycling. Yes. And people, if you drop off, follow the instructions, please. Thank you.
Yes.
Have a good holiday.
Thank you. You too.